Because God said, you know what? You ain't going to screw this up. Because I'm doing something right here. I've invested so much in it, and I'm not even going to trust you with it. I'm going to shut this thing down right here. You're not screwing this up. So I'm going to make you deaf, and I'm going to make you dumb. I'm going to smite you, make you dumb. You ain't going to be able to talk. So you can't speak no life or death. Because I know what you're going to be speaking. You're going to be speaking death, so you ain't going to be speaking nothing. I'm going to shut you up. So right there, God wants me to point out to you right now, it's very important to say it out loud. Because you know he was still saying all kinds of stuff in his heart to screw things up. But that wasn't counting. Because he wasn't able to speak it out loud. That's why when I tell y'all, pray, pray. Don't just sit there like a mime. Pray. It makes a difference. It does. It does make a difference. Why does it make a difference? Can God hear you? Yes, God can hear you, but the devils need to hear you for the testimony. You understand what I'm saying? That they need to hear you. The people need to hear you. They need to hear you. Hallelujah. Pray. Let them look at you crazy. Good. Pray. Pray. I was a pastor. My wife was, Home Depot? I almost said Lowe's. We're in Home Depot. Patrick calls me. I'm on the phone with Patrick in Home Depot. For how long? Like 20 minutes. Praying. Walking the house. People come down.
When he was praying, I didn't tell him this. Whenever he prayed, he was like, it was doing, because I felt it in the spirit. It like made like a matrix. Like in the movie The Matrix, when there people are moving, and it's like this stream. That's what it did in the mind.
I was just praying the scripture. I was praying. I said, Patrick, I'm going to show you what you need to do. I'm going to give you an example. See, and I began to pray. I kept saying, I said, Satan, it is written. It is written. It is written. What's written? A whole lots of things are written. It is written. As he is, so are we in this world. It is written. It is written. It is written that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment. It says, we shall condemn. It's written. We shall condemn. Not God. You see? It is written. It is written. I just kept saying it. It is written. It is written. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I said, it is written. Patrick is not going to faint. Hallelujah. It's written. It's written in the volume of the book. For us to do thy will, O God. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah. It is written. Did you know that? I tell Satan, he'll come, I say, it's written in, when he tells me, oh, you're not going to be, it is written in the volume of the book that I will do his will. It is written. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah. It is written. I just kept, it is written, kept going through scriptures. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. He has given us. He is not, it is written, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and a sound mind. It is written, I have a sound mind. It is written, Patrick has a sound mind. It is written. It is written. You see? Even while I'm praying, see, you see what's happening? You see what's happening? Because I'm not going to go by what I see. I'm going to go by what is written. It is written. Because I believe it has an effect. It's having an effect right now. It is written. Hallelujah. All these people that are giving you problems and stuff, you need to start believing it is written in the volume of the book for them to do thy will, O God. Y'all hearing me? Instead of going by what they're doing currently. I had to learn this. I had to learn it. I used to do the same thing. I was terrible. I had a lot of power on my life and was doing this stuff. Terrible. You see. And it caused a lot of things. A lot of things. But you know what? Praise God. I kept with it. And then God changed my way of, come on, and things that even I caused to be dead with my mouth, now I have the power to raise those same things back up. Come on, somebody. It's not too dead. Even if I killed it with my mouth, I can raise it back up because now I have the power of resurrection because I don't see death anymore. I can't see it no more. All I see is life. When I talk to demons in hell, you know what I see? I see life. I see love. I see repentance. I see salvation. I see glory. Enoch walked with God and did not see death. Hallelujah. Not what people think. That means he learned to walk around and say, no matter what the situation, I see life. I see life. I see life. The man that came this morning that was drunk, that busted in my house. Hallelujah. Guess what? I see life. I see life. And that more abundantly. Come on, somebody. See, your life should be a living prayer. Hallelujah. You see? But what does the church go? Oh, America, it's terrible. It's going to get destroyed. God's going to destroy this nation. He's going to destroy it. God's going to have to, He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know how many times I heard that. I'm sick of it. Oh, it's just something in me coming up. And that something is, you know what it is? It's life. Life is saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Death, shut up. Shut your mouth. Amen. You see? Oh, God's gonna have to repent. God's gonna have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if He keeps letting this thing go. God, I was sitting with the prophet. I respected this man. Y'all don't understand his heart. He was up there doing that, and then God told me, the angel that was with me, he told me, he said, "You go up there and you tell him to shut up." That's what he told me. So you tell him to shut up. Shut his mouth. Stop speaking death, or I'm going to shut it for him. Y'all feel that? That's real. That's what he told me. The angel told me that. So I'm going to shut it for him. These angels that hang around me now, they don't put up with all that junk. Y'all hearing me? They don't put up with death and gossip and speaking stuff on you, but they don't put up with it. It's not allowed. I told Cynthia the other night, we were over here at 2:00 in the morning, and I told Cynthia, I said, this little group that's coming to the School of Prophets is fixing to have a rude awakening, because I said, I feel something in me that's stirring. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's going to put down all this nonsense, all death, all fear, all this stuff. And if you don't get with the program, you can't stick around. I'm just saying it. You ain't going to be able to stick around and speak that death on people and talk that defeat and nonsense because it's not allowed. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is going to burn. It's going to burn it up. It's coming, y'all. He told me, he said, look at every scripture that has to do with whirlwind in a Bible. He said, go down and look at it. Everyone. I went through the whole Bible looking at it. And I was like, oh my God. Because he told me to get the number and the concordance and look at it. Because a lot of times it's not translated whirlwind. And I went through every one of the scriptures and I was like, my God. See, what he showed me is, he said, this thing is rising up in you. He said, it's a whirlwind. He said, it's going to take, and what does it do? What does a tornado do? It sucks everything up that's around it, and it sucks it into the center of it, and then what it don't like, it spits back out, and it throws it way over there. So he told him this whirlwind was going to suck everything good and bad, unbelief, fear, and belief. He was going to suck it all in, and then it was going to discern what was belief, and the unbelief, it was going to shoot out and spew it out of his mouth way over there. And he said, if the people want to hold on to the unbelief and speak that death, they're going to get spewed out way over there. That's what he told me. He said, just go. You ever see that? Pick up a car and the car's found 2 miles. Mile, 2 miles over there. That's what he told me. He said, I'm serious about destroying unbelief. So, listen to me. I'm teaching you how. Now listen, as long as you're trying, God is not going to, He's going to give you the grace to stand in the storm. Y'all hearing me? But if you're not trying, the storm is going to pick you up and it's going to throw you over there. It already did some people here, huh? They didn't want to believe. What happened to them? That throw down the road. That throw 8-10 miles down there. Right? But the storm's getting... You ever seen a hurricane? Starts off, but then a sucker...
Yeah, I've seen it.
Do you know what's coming to this place where we're at? Isaac. Y'all remember Isaac? Isaac came. Isaac represents the Son of God, by the way. And Isaac took up the whole Gulf of Mexico. Oh boy. I'm pa pa ka ta ma ta shi atoku. Yes, sir. Took up the whole. And if you look at the Gulf of Mexico, God showed me this years ago. When you look at the Gulf of Mexico, it looked like a womb of a woman. And the entrance is down there in Mexico and forget the islands right there. Yeah, south where right there. Yeah, where that mouth is, you know. And then it's just crazy. It looks just like a womb of a woman with the entrance coming out. And when he showed me, and it said Isaac. And there was 3 hurricanes that year, or that time. And the first one was named, I'm trying to think, Samuel's mother's name was, Hannah, that's right. Hannah was the other hurricane. And there was another. Oh yeah, it was Hannah. And it was the one that means Jacob. I think it was. They all were at the same time. They were lined up back to back to back. And the last one was Isaac, because it was Ike. And it come through. Yeah, it was the last one. No, wasn't Gustav. It was a biblical. I'm trying to think. It had to do with each. Hannah was. Each one of these had to do with a woman that was pregnant with a man child, and the last one was the man child. The other one had to do with the woman. I can't remember which one, but I have to look back up. But anyway, God speaks through these things. The other one was definitely Hannah. And then the last one was Isaac, or Ike, which means Isaac. Ike comes from the word Isaac. So, and you trace that back when Galveston was destroyed.
It was Isaac.
They called it Isaac.
Yep. Yeah.
It was the weatherman, and his name was Isaac, and they named the storm, because back then they didn't name storms, yeah. but they ended up naming it because the weatherman said that it wasn't going to do nothing, or couldn't destroy it.
He said it was.
He said it was coming. Okay. So he said it was coming, nobody believed him, and it destroyed the whole island. And his name was Isaac. There's a book written about it. Yep. No, it was before then. It was like almost 1900. It was like 1900. It's like 1901, 1900, something like that. Okay? So, Death is a carnal mind, see? And a carnal mind goes around seeing death in everything. Oh, I used to have one of the worst carnal minds, believe me. But if God can transpose mine, He can transpose yours. Listen, all you have to do is try. And what you do, I'm telling you, you just get the Word of God, like I just showed you, and you begin to get your Scriptures, and you, the Scriptures are what? Life. And you get those Scriptures of life, and you begin to what? Speak. And then you speak them out loud, but when you can't speak them out loud in your way, you let them, I call it circulate, or meditate, whatever, on them, in you, and when you meditate on them, they circulate in you. Alright? And then what happens, you just keep doing this, and it gets transposed, it gets printed in you, and then when you get in situations and circumstances where you're under pressure, then what has been transposed in you and printed in you starts coming out. You see? Starts squeezed out. See? That's why when He was on the cross, all He could say was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because that was what was written in the deepest inner parts of Yahshua. That's the only thing that was written. So, under that extreme elimination pressure, that's the only thing that could come out. Because that was what was imprinted and written or transposed in Him was the mind of Christ. That's all that come out was the mind of Christ. So even at the end, He said, it is the last thing to come out of His mouth. It's finished. What's finished? Life is finished. Life is finished in this what? World. In other words, this world will live. Come on, somebody. The preachers say, no, this world is finished. Like he meant, no, it's... No! No. No. Hallelujah. So, is that pretty good tonight?
Amen.
You see? Listen, you can't do this. If you don't take the Word and do what I'm telling you, every time you get in those situations, you're going to speak death. I'm just telling you. Even if you try not to, it's going to come out. Yeah, because it's imprinted. And you can't just overcome this with your mind and just decide, okay, I'm not going to speak death no more because I'm not. It does not work that way. You have to, isn't it right? You have to get those Scriptures. You have to sit down. We got these books back here. Babe, go get some of them. Because if you don't have one of these, just get it. I'm going to give it to you right now. Okay? And you're not going to have any excuse. Okay? Because it's a little book. You don't even have to dig in the Bible to do it. It's just a whole bunch of Scripture. Now, I suggest you take it a little further. And it's just the Scriptures that go along with what is said up there and dig into those Scriptures. Because I like this. Some of these books, some of what's said is not the exact Scripture. It's close, but I like speaking the exact Scripture. Yes.
She just brought that up actually from him. God didn't have specifics, right?
Yes.
So then why wouldn't you just speak that for scriptures? Like, if you're speaking it like this.
Well, I don't be religious about it.
Yeah.
But yes, I speak specifics, you know, of it. But, you know, it's good, though. These are good. They're like, I'll give you an example. See, each one of these has a Scripture, like Job 22:28, Proverbs 18:7, Mark 11:23. Some of them have bits. Some of them have almost a complete thing. Like this, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Job 22:28. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which you say, he shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith." This is the actual Scripture. That's the actual Scripture. So actually, these right here are the actual Scriptures in the front of it. Now, up to 11, huh? Okay, that's the exact Scriptures. And then they got this one which says God's mess, and these aren't exact Scriptures. okay, but they're close. It's like a confession. So this is a confession. It says, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven. I am free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. That's a good confession. Now, he gives scriptures that go along with that confession. You see what I'm saying? So you can actually use this part, which is the exact scriptures, and then this gives you an idea of how to confess. Well, what I did was, when I did this at first, I didn't have this book here, actually. I had a Kenneth Hagin book that was just nothing but scriptures. And it was just scriptures, you know. And it was just in order, different scriptures of life, speaking life, right? And so what I did with it, I just went through there. And by doing that, what happened later on, now I'm not in Home Depot looking at a book doing this with Patrick here. You understand what I'm saying? Because I had done it so much, then I learned how to do it on my, and let my spirit take over. You understand what I'm saying? See? So, this is just kind of like, this is a guideline for a little while until you get to a certain point, then your spirit can take over, and then you can confess specifically what you need to confess for your given situation. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Okay? And so these are good, like this one. Jesus bore my sins in His body on the tree. Therefore I am dead to sin and alive unto God. By His stripes I am healed and made whole. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore I go no place to sick. I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent His word and healed me. You see what I'm saying? Father, because of Your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world and the flesh and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through the word, and it flows through every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. It's amazing how people go all this trouble, and they'll go to the doctor and pay that doctor all kinds of money to give them some pills. And those pills are going to read, if you take this, you might have a seizure. You might have anal bleeding. No, they say that. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
They'll tell you that stuff on the advertising on TV these days.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever seen that hydroxycut stuff?
Yes.
I literally saw one time this hydroxycut commercial come on there, and you know the one where the guy come on with a real monotone voice saying, if you suffer from this, and then. Well, he said, then at the end, he said, if you died from taking hydroxycut, call this number.
And then it's like the new improved hydroxycut. Look at this girl. Well, the drugs that give the biggest kickback to the drug, yeah. Doctors. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But those doctors don't go to jail. And the pharmaceutical don't either. They get to go on vacation. It's got all of them in it. Okay. You see? So, y'all, listen. I'm saying this to brag. It's not bragging. It just works. And I'm telling you, it won't work without doing it. I'm just telling you. If you don't put it in, it's not coming out. You sit there and listen to the news and read all that junk and watch all them movies. And God got on to me because my wife, I had did this for many, many years. Thousands of hours I've done this. And so, once you do that, God raises you up, a lot of times you can go look stuff, whatever, and it don't, you see? But somebody else that hadn't done it, it begins to change their confession. God told me, he said, man, I got in trouble because he told me about disciples. He said, because like Ben's coming all the way here and do that. He said, if you used to go around and do that and they haven't done what you've done, and they just think that they can get to where you're at by what they're currently seeing, he said, it don't work that way. You see what I'm saying? So my point is, there's no other way but this. You know, the Word. I mean, you have to literally hours and hours. And I'm not, listen, it's not a religious thing I'm talking about. I'm not saying like you go and, you know, crawl on your knees for, you know, so then God's going to, you know, do something. No, it's just, he said, unless you eat my, this is the way he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that's what this is. He said, you have no life in you. It's just the truth. If you don't do it, there's no life in you. Because, and we can make all kinds of excuses, like I don't have enough time and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it's just like I tell my wife all the time. I said, people have time to do what they want to do. You see? I learned that. You know, people go, I'm like, well, it's amazing what I see them doing, though. You see? Because they do what they want to do. Okay? Here's the thing. God sets before you life and death. And he suggests you choose life. Not just for you. Like I told people, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your children. Because he says, for so you and your seed couldn't live. See? So you doing it affects them. See? Affects their life that they'll have. See? And so if people won't do it to themselves, like I had that problem, I wouldn't do a lot of things for myself, but I'd do it for other people. Good thing, though. At least I'd do it for somebody. As long as it gets done, it don't matter if you do it for somebody else or yourself, right? As long as it gets done. Right? So anyway, this is how you do it. Because I'm telling you, we got to get serious with this thing, because I'm just telling you, I'm not in control of this. I'm not in control of what God put in me, and when it starts to really come out, it's just going to eat belief up, and if you're not trying, man, you ain't going to be able to stand it. You just won't. God told me that people will have to crawl. That I saw many visions of this when this thing starts coming to its fullness. They'll crawl out of here trying to get away. Because you know what one of the revelations of whirlwind is? It means terror. See, when you hold on to unbelief and God sends His whirlwind, the truth brings terror to unbelief. And the ultimate end, you say, well, why is God doing this? Because God is tired. These fallen angels are running around, they're bold, and they just sit there and smart off and do this. You know what God's fixing to do with them? He's going to put the fear of God in them. He hadn't done it. He could have done it himself a long time ago. But he didn't want to do it through. He wants to do it through his wife. He wants his wife to put the fear of God in him. Y'all hearing me? Because it wasn't meant for him. He didn't ordain it because he knows he can do it. It's like with your son or whatever. You teach him, you spend all this time with him, and then it gets to the point where they're supposed to do it, and then, like, you do it. No, I'm not doing it. I know how to do it. How many believe God knows how to do it? He knows how to do it. He's put it, you know, we don't know how many times He's cast Satan out. We don't know. A bunch. Not more than one. I mean, a bunch of times. He knows how to do it. He don't need to do it again. He's good at it. He don't need to do it. He needs for us to learn how to do it. We don't know how many times He's put the fear in, but we need to learn how to put the fear in Him. Listen, it says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. The enemy don't have no wisdom because he don't have no fear of God. And until we put the fear of God in the enemy, he's not going to repent. That's just the way it is. What did the church do? Run from it. Just like y'all saw me, that spirit doing all that stuff, screaming at me, doing all that stuff, spitting, trying to spit on me, doing all kinds of stuff, and hollering, screaming, messing. I said, shut up. Shut your mouth. What'd it do?
Shut up.
You see? Listen. Fear screaming at you in the car. Come on. Telling you, you're not going to ever be nobody. You're not going to make it. You can't pay the bills. You can't do this. You know what you need to do? You need to scream in that car and tell fear to shut your mouth. You hear me? So shut your mouth. I'm not listening to you. Come on. Listen, any doubt you have, anything that you voice, you can't do it. Listen, who is that? God just gave me a grace to bring those voices out in the open so that you can hear with your natural ears. But those are the same voices. Do y'all hear me? They're the same voices that you're hearing in the Spirit. That one song, it's a pretty decent song. Voice of Truth. Voice of Truth. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Let's listen to it. I got it on my phone. Let's do it right now. God said listen to it. It's a pretty decent song for new. There's not too many decent songs nowadays, but that one's a decent song. It says the voice of truth. Okay? The only voice we need to be listening to is the voice of truth. And we need to tell every other voice to shut up. And we need to mean it. You see, because as long as we sit there and entertain it, what do you think Eve did? She kept sitting there entertaining that voice. And we don't know how long she did it. She just kept entertaining it until she finally what? She finally acted out on it. Because that's what happens, y'all. If you don't stop it, if you don't nip it, it gets harder and harder to make it stop. The quicker you get to it, the easier it is.